think I had a, I definitely had a NES as a, I think I had the original. I don't know what happened to it. It disappeared sometime. Are they worth money now, like original?
Probably. If you have a good condition original hardware NES, that's not like a fake one that you can find all over the place these days, it would probably
Definitely
be
worth
decent
money.
money.
Should go dig it out of my parents' closet somewhere.
Yep, that's always where they are, in somebody's closet.
Pretty much.
I mean, there's probably a lot of them, but sorry, it's probably, no, it's
You're cutting
definitely
out
very
again.
used, so. No magic Black Lotuses in the cupboard for me then.
The possums have learned to ride Roombas.
Right, someone asked my opinion on possums. So we have a lot of possums over here. My dad will usually put out a trap to take them away from our home if we start seeing them a lot. It's less of an issue now, but we used to have chickens, and the possums and raccoons would antagonize the chickens, so.
American possums are different to Australian possums, aren't
Probably.
they? I think they are, yeah. I've got fuckloads of possums around where I live. Even in the city, they get everywhere. They get in the roos, you can hear them at night. All over the place.
There's we don't have too many possums around here. But I'm looking at this possum webm and reminds me of the one of those Alexa alert memes. They're like, okay, Alexa, intruder alert, and it's like turn all the lights off, play music, the only thing they fear is you, set volume to 100, release all the Roombas. Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, it looks like Shami's going to bed. Oyasumi,
Or Yasumi.
Oyasumi?
Good night, cunt.
Opinions on Momo being a boy, haram.
She's not a boy. Only pure love between Momo and Shami. Shadow Mistress Yuko.
Hit a bitch up with a Kiki Conry.
Oh, I saw that image earlier. The lewd lolly.
Sure is.
I don't even remember what. I don't even remember. Can't remember if it was on Pixiv, Twitter, or Gelbaru.
I love
One
the
of those
hey,
three.
hey kid, want some kidney stones? Piss rocks out your pee hole.
Speaking of kidney stones, I had one of those recently. It wasn't fun.
They don't sound fun at all.
Nope, not in the slightest. I don't recommend you get one at all.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they're almost always the fault of the person that got them. It's usually not drinking enough water.
I was pretty dehydrated that day, and I was pretty hungover, and I had a lot of milk to
Oh,
drink.
yep.
Yeah. So, speaking to the Shami, hospitals will break them apart if they're like going to obstruct your kidneys, but if they're smaller than the tubules, they just let them pass through, and they're pretty sharp when they do that. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I've heard they're pretty fucking painful.
Yeah, I give it a 10 on the 0 to 10 pain scale.
So it literally knocked you out?
When I got it, I was driving and I just couldn't drive anymore. I drove myself to hospital. I walked into the thing and basically just like crawled up on the ground and didn't cry, but I felt like it. And then they shot me full of morphine and sat me on the bed for a bit, and then they did an ultrasound, and yeah, they said a kidney stone. So they sent me home with more drugs, and I sat around on my ass and pissed it out.
Damn, what does it look like?
I'd call that a 6 or a 7 out of 10. That's definitely not a 10 out of 10 pain. 10 out of 10 pain, you're knocked out. You can't do anything, literally.
I mean, like, it's the most pain I've ever felt in my whole life, and I've done stuff like break my legs, so...
Ah, fuck.
Yeah, it's, that's what I mean by, like, 10 is, like, the most pain I've ever felt in my life, because, yeah. It's, I think I got a picture of it somewhere.
Kath, what's the most painful event you've ever had? Well, one time, he looked in the mirror.
I do that all the time, but yes. No. Cute Flan, I saw that earlier on Twitter, I know that much. Very small, though, I'm pretty sure. I thought it was bigger than that. Probably thought it was. So I'll keep, no, maybe not. Okay, so... that's honestly kind of hard, because I actively do my best to avoid ending up in situations where I'll be in a lot of pain. For recent times... I did hopefully one of the most retarded things I'll ever do. I took a massive potassium supplement. It was like a 4-gram potassium supplement, but I did not eat before taking it. And if I was any worse off, I probably would have just burned a hole through my stomach. That was painful as fuck. That was just like 6 months ago, being a retard fucking idiot. But other than that, there was one time where I fell off my bike. My foot slipped off the pedal, hit the ground, I slid off my bike, and I slid for like 3 feet on the road. No pads. That fucking sucked.
Ooh.
My one of my shoulders and one of my knees, or maybe both of my knees, were they had massive scabs for weeks.
Is this as a kid or like as an adult?
I was probably 11. It was when I was still going outside more often than not, which was before I got my computer, which when I was 12, so. That is a very cute Flan, and God, fucking love Flan so much.
I was wondering when somebody was going to say something about the music.
I thought someone did earlier.
I'm playing ambient Cthulhu drone music.
Cool. Why?
For next Christmas, I am planning on doing a more involved, like, audio Christmas radio drama. I'm going to need a lot of cool, like, ambient noise like this. This is clever. One of my Japanese snacks is basically the equivalent of Fun Dip, but it's like a hard lollipop thing rather than just the stick, so you're not incentivized to like chomp into it. And I guess this way you can like eat all the sugar at the bottom and not have anything left over.
Oh yeah, I think I've seen those before. Do not use Flan's wings as to hang your clothes, damn it. That's not what they're for. Oh, that reminds me. I got all of the Dojin Tonka bones of one of my favorite Toho Dojin artists. They're non-H by Sato Kibi. Oh my god, I'm so fucking happy to have those. They're so good. It's kind of neat to line them up and see how his art's progressed over the years.
I have to do that with Ishimura. I need more of his work.
The Dojins I'm talking about are funny. They're very cute. They're non-H.
Yeah.
Very good Dojins.
I have a couple. I have a really cute Love Life one where they're all in kindergarten and they're all like in a daycare, and it's like it's the original Muse Girls. And the three first years are like the daycare keepers, and the second and third years have been like aged down. So it's like they're trying to wrangle them all, and of course, like they're all like they have similar dumbass personalities. There's a bit where it's all very wholesome and non-H. The closest it comes to H, there's this one pretty funny chapter where Umi wets the bed and she's trying to figure out what to do. She doesn't want to get caught, so she waits for Nico to get up and go to the bathroom, and then switches their futons and goes back to sleep. So in the morning, everyone thinks that Nico was the one who went to bed. Yeah.
But... I know, we're degenerating into the piss again.
What's that?
I said we've degenerated into piss again.
It always...
always has been.
Yep.
It always comes around.
Oh god, this cursed food.
I was gonna say, these fucking cursed... Oh my god,
Yeah, Tic Tac pizza.
It's probably the least awful one out of those.
I think I'd go with ketchup popsicle, but that's about it.
That's...
That and the ice cream. Because, like, chicken and waffles is good, so, like, a sweetness with the chicken could be good.
Yeah, I think the chicken wing ice cream would be alright. It depends. If it was, like, bits of chicken... That might be okay, but if it was like crushed up chicken.